Waking Up Next to You, live from somewhere around Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Ah, yes. Sorry.
I mean, it is The Weeknd Breakfast.
But it's also
Jimmy and Nate.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's it, Australia. Sunday, coming right out your lookout. Welcome to the end of your week. Welcome to the show. If you don't know us, hey, how you going? We're Jimmy Nate. We're here every Saturday, every Sunday, 7 to 9. It's a pleasure. Welcome.
Absolute pleasure. I just realised it's sort of the middle-ish of October. We've been punching away at this since the start of the year.
Yeah.
Not coming up, but you know.
So really what we're saying is you should piss off. If you don't know now, get out.
Do you remember one of my exes there had a few?
Hang on, let me just go through the filing cabinet.
Little black book.
What number is that?
Remember, she went to that party and that lady said she used to listen to us and she thought we were Hamish and Andy.
Yeah, that's right. No, convinced. Convinced we were Hamish and Andy.
So we were doing Hobart Breakfast for 5 years.
Mm.
Some point during that run, my ex ran into this lady and this lady, they were just talking about radio. She's like, oh, my partner works around. This lady goes, oh, I love radio. I listen to Hamish and Andy every morning. And then my partner was like, no, that's my partner. That's Jimmy and Nath. And this lady's like, no. Hamish and Andy do Hobart Breakfast.
Yeah. One's got glasses.
Convinced.
Yeah.
Like, they got into an argument, and this lady's like, no, it's Hamish and Andy. They do Hobart. It's hit. The frequency is 100.9. They do Hobart.
She was convinced that Hamish and Andy had given up National Drive and all their TV shows
to
move down to Hobart to do breakfast radio.
Then Grace was cackling Jack.
No, she's Gossip Grace.
I'm Gossip Grace.
Gossip Grace, guys.
Yeah, we're different from Hamish and Andy. We have a woman.
Absolutely.
Hey. And that's important.
Not just any woman.
Sorry.
I don't know why.
You didn't even back your own cause then.
I know. And I was like, that's important.
I guess it is.
Essential
Grace.
Not just any woman. An unhinged bisexual.
Hell yeah.
Mm, I called her infamous the other day and she goes,
I haven't done anything wrong.
Well, it just hasn't come out yet. That's what I said.
I don't know what you always go for infamous. Yeah. A way to,
or notorious.
Notorious.
Or notorious.
She's not a rapper. Notorious.
No, she's not.
Gracie.
We had a Bucks party last night, guys. Jimmy and I. How's this the theme?
I'll tell you what, the surprise was when Grace came out as the entertainment.
No, it's like, that's what you do on a Saturday night.
You should be so lucky.
Hey, that's what I mean. Notorious Bucks
infamous
party entertainer.
Now. Infamous now. No, but you were worth every penny.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course, she just filled out a timesheet with our show. We said to the Buck, we got these boys.
Yeah, and if you'd like to see that, head to our Instagram. The link to the OnlyFans is there. You're going to have to subscribe. No free content, unfortunately.
No, absolutely. No, and this isn't free. You know what I mean?
This
isn't free, yeah.
But right now.
Yeah, right now. No. Stop bloody charging people, mate.
Walking down the street.
You got your radio on, guys? Well, that'll be $250. You guys done? You want me to move on?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh,
we're good.
Yep. You guys just looked at me like you were about to launch into something. And
no, not
anything.
At all.
No. I was... No.
You're fine?
You go.
You want me to jump in?
Well,
I just didn't want to step on anybody's toes.
No. I think I'm good.
Are you sure you don't want to say something, Grace?
No,
do you want
good.
Us to clarify that you weren't the stripper last night?
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with being a stripper.
You are open to...
Oh, I mean, you're for the right
early,
price.
So you're
Okay. Well, how much would you, someone offered?
I don't come cheap. Like $500.
So pocket change then.
Yeah.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Around Australia, you got the Jimmy and Nate Show. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for being a part of it. Thanks for choosing us.
You fading that down or is that fading down?
No, that's JT. You know that song.
Yeah. Oh, it's
that bit, honestly, that goes bit goes for 45 ever. Seconds.
It's a good song, but yeah.
It's disappointing because JT, he knows how to make some good music.
Answer me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well...
Maybe they're just like...
I don't think he's released it. I didn't like that... what was that song he did, Grace? The last one that... Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like that.
Wasn't that the one in Trolls?
Yeah. But I don't think he's released... I didn't like his last album, whatever that was.
Mm.
The orange one. Remember that Chris... The one good song with Chris Stapleton?
Man in the Woods?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
No, that's Taylor Swift. Are We Out of the Woods?
Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Guys, great news. This morning, the Victorian government will introduce Australia's first free... statewide public IVF service.
This is great. This is really good.
Premier Dan Andrews was going after the retweets and likes because he announced the news on Twitter.
Oh, I love it when they announce it on Twitter.
No press conference. Just quick. I've got to get this. Just, backspace. I've got to get in 140 characters.
He's just bumping up his followers, yeah?
At the end, it talks about like places you can go. So it's like just suburbs or like areas. He's like, well, I'm going to have to run out of suburbs. I'm just going to have to backspace. Sorry, Epping, you miss out. Warrnambool. Ballarat. I should have been okay. Is it 140 still? Or
it's
is it
280 now.
280 now.
Yeah. Oh, 280. Oh, that's a bloody essay.
You write an essay, yeah.
No,
you think. But every time I really want to go tweet something...
That's why people do threads, Twitter threads.
Oh, is that a thing? Oh, yeah. I mean, look, if you don't know, I'm not on Twitter, guys. Jimmy and Grace, they hold up the Twitter end. I hold up the LinkedIn end.
Yes, well done.
Dan Andrews didn't announce it on LinkedIn. So.
To feel it somehow probably would have been more appropriate. Just a tweet. Yeah. Dan said on Twitter, IVF can be incredibly hard, but some families can't even try because of the costs. But not for long. Sorry.
Did he punctuate that differently?
It was in italics.
Yeah, fair enough.
Stop. No, it wasn't. It was spaced, though, out. It was spaced out. There's never long. We're introducing the country's first free statewide public IVF service, and it starts next week. From October the 18th, public fertility care centres will start at the Royal Women's and Monash Health. So both the Royal Women's Hospital and Monash.
I'm going to ask you a question, please.
Yes, you there in the front, please, Rogers. We'll provide face-to-face and telepath consultants to a small number of patients before rolling out the service to more people across the next few years. Satellite sites will be established in Bendigo, Mildura, Shepparton, Geelong, Ballarat.
You know what? Check it out online, guys.
Warrnambool, Epping, Sunshine, and Heidelberg. Look at Heidelberg. At this point, I'd like to say I'm an IVF baby. People are going to be like,
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Sunday morning, you got the Jimmy and Nate Show. Thanks for being a part of it.
Hey, Nate, just really quickly, I said there at the end, I was an IVF baby, and I'm worried that there was people listening to the show going, Jimmy's probably making fun of IVF babies as like a joke. No, I am an IVF baby.
Absolutely is.
I was the butt of my own joke.
Yes.
I can make that joke because I am an IVF baby. Shout out to Mum. She went through IVF for 17 years to only have me.
Yeah. I mean, now look at you. You know what I mean? You work it on weekends.
Yeah.
You know,
working Saturday and Sunday mornings. And I can't speak. I've got a speaking job where I just butchered suburbs and hospitals. And what was that other thing I said?
You said telepath appointments.
Oh, we're really going to go through the list, are we? All right.
So apologies to all the people, places, and words that I got wrong. Yes, I am IVF baby. Yes, I can make that joke. But great user. Great yes.
Absolutely. Jim, for those that listen to the show, you'll know that we're also on during the week. We're on during the week and we do nights.
Yeah, guys, I'm not just weekends. I'm also late nights.
Wait, they've given him four other shows during the week? What?
This idiot that can't talk?
Now, there's a game we play during the week. It's called Jimmy's Verse Game. During the week where Grace and I must guess songs based on verses. Grace, of course, you also have your daily segment that we do on weekends and during the week called Gossip Grace. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing, guys. Unfortunately, during the week, we had a discussion about me not having a name in any segment. And this is what happened when we spoke about it. I'm the only one who doesn't have a name in the game. You know what I mean? Gossip Grace.
Whatever. No, look, I've got to stop you there. There was Impersonate. There was
we took them out of the content farm and we shot them, didn't we?
There's a reason, mate. I'm sorry, but Nate focused games don't work.
That's it. I'm inventing one. It's going to be shortened words with Nathan.
You give Nathan a word and he'll shorten it.
Now here's
No! You cut off the good bit.
That's what he said then. You cut off the good bit.
No, that was the best bit.
Like, that already went for 30 seconds. We don't have time to play. Get the podcast if you want to hear more.
It was only two more seconds. Encyclopedia. And you go, yep.
Right, I knew you were going to say that. So this takes, it takes another 30 seconds to get there. I don't have a minute and a half to play back part of the podcast.
Like you haven't played a minute grab of this show before.
Yeah, and I'll get reamed from you.
You just know.
One thing you learn is you can't win from Jimmy, can you? You can't win.
Because you...
Now, here's the thing, guys. One of our audio gurus, yes, we've got two.
They could have edited it down.
His name is Balzac.
Sorry?
No, his name's Zach, but I'm calling him Balzac. That's a new one.
No, well, I'm going to scratch that one right here. That's not happening.
Okay, his name's Zach. We haven't got a fun name for him yet.
I'm pissed at Nate. Grace is pissed at Nate.
Oh, what's new, guys? I'm just copping it from you two all the time. Anyway, he heard my clear sad. You guys aren't even looking at me. You're looking at an email or something.
No. We've got a list of segments
just
that we
segments
had with
that
your name in
it. Impersonate, Nate knows, Jimmy and Nate's confessions, predictor Nate.
Yeah, all dead.
Nate faith news we missed.
All of them are dead. Every single
one. Well, this could be the one that lives on.
Well, we're off to a flyer.
You're not off to a great start. I'm upset you didn't get the bit of audio. And Grace is I don't know if I can even say that. That was probably a meeting. I thought that was in a meeting I missed during the week when I was off.
What, you think I signed off on Balzac?
Oh, now you said it. If two people say it, it's in.
No!
I thought we got a new audio guy. I went, what's that name?
Who's Balzac? Anyway, look, here's the thing. Zach, he heard my sadness and not having any games with my name in it. Well, I did used to, as you've read some out there, but they've all been taken out to the content farm. So what he did was he's created something for me. He's created a new game, and it is called Shorten Words with Natho.
I'm the only one who doesn't have a name in the game. You know what I mean? That's it. I'm inventing one. It's going to be Shorten Words with Natho.
Shorten Words with Natho.
Thank you, Zachy. Thank you, Zachy. Yes, round of applause for Zach. He's very, very good. So he just heard that and sent it to me and said, Nate, you should have a crack at this. Have a crack at this. So I am introducing a new game to the show, guys. It's going to be Jimmy v. Producer Grace in a game called Shorten Words with Natho. How it works is I've got five words here that I've shortened. I will give you the shortened word. You just have to buzz in with your name and guess what the word is.
What the full word is.
What the full word is. So I'll give you the shortened version. You guys have to buzz in and tell me what that word is.
I do have a question.
Of course.
So if there are
We're not going to play it here first, by the way. We're going to go to a song and then come
back. But this is a question that just popped into my mind
now. Good time to get questions out.
If there's a word that's shortened that could be multiple words, will you accept multiple answers? Is it just what you're thinking
just
of?
What I'm thinking.
Okay.
It's also a test of knowing me.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question, Nathan?
Of course you can.
Was that a shit question?
It was not a shit question. It was a good question.
Based on how she reacted to Balzac, one of the worst questions I've ever heard.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
And guys, I'm bringing a new game to the show. It is called Shorten Words with Natho.
I'm the only one who doesn't have a name in the game. You know what I mean? That's it. I'm inventing one. It's going to be Shorten Words with Natho.
Shorten Words with Natho.
There you go, mate.
Now, shout out to one of our audio producers, Zach. He heard me complaining during the week that I didn't have a game with my name in it. So he's created that. Now, as you brought up before, Producer Grace, I've had plenty of games with my name in it. Probably more than anybody else. But the problem is they get a couple of goes and we take them out at the content farm. So hopefully this isn't the case, guys.
Yeah, you're... More of you to love, you know what I mean? You get excited. Whereas if Grace and I control it, you know what I mean? We can wrangle you in.
Whereas
if you're in control, because also you have the buttons, you got the mic, you got everything. Grace
I've got
anything.
Full control of everything, which means you can't stop me.
Yeah. With Lisa, we're in control of the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we're heading towards a cliff and you guys can't touch the wheel.
You're like, this looks fun.
I'll just turn around and say, buckle up, guys.
And then you go, look, and there's no seatbelts.
And Nate's like, ah. It's all part of the game. All right, guys, how Shorten Words with Natho works. It is Jimmy V. Producer Grace. I've got five words that I have shortened. I will give you the shortened word. You guys just need to buzz in and give me the full word, right?
Okay.
Now, I know, Grace, you said beforehand you had a concern that what if there's multiple? Doesn't matter. You've got to do the one that I'm thinking of.
All right, okay.
Okay, buzz in with your names.
Names are...
No, we can test if you want. We'll test
Grace.
Jim. Very good.
Shorten, that's good.
See how he shortened Jimmy?
Yeah, that's very good.
This is Shorten Words with Natho.
God, he's clever. He's clever. All right, here we go. The first one is a bit of a softball. Okay, here we go. Laz.
Jim. Grace!
Jim in first.
Sorry.
Simba's in here.
Why am I so invested in this all of a sudden?
Because you're competitive.
I know.
Which means it's a good game.
I like to remind everyone that Grace is banned from our own family games night. Nath, you said Lazo?
Laz.
That would be short for lasagna.
Absolutely. Jim, would you like to explain why that is a softball to kick you guys off?
Because Nath, when he sees lasagna around Grace and I, he goes, there's a bit of Laz.
It constantly. It's actually really annoying.
Grace hates when Nath does this outside of the show.
I'm a big shortener of words, which is why...
Unnecessarily is the issue.
Which is why this is the perfect game.
Shorten Words with Natho exists as a non-game outside of the show.
Absolutely. So you guys get practice off the air too,
so we know
good.
This, yeah. So okay. Laz isn't lasagna.
Okay. One... Love to Jim, all right? Best of five, guys. Here is the second shortened word. What is the full word? Dizza.
Grace.
Jim. Grace in first.
Dinner?
Yeah, well
Again,
done.
Again, not any shorter than the actual word.
Doesn't matter. It's more fun to say.
Nailed it.
One apiece, guys. Well, this is huge for the first ever.
Well, because Natho is longer than Nath.
I know.
It is.
Oh, Natho. I know.
Wow, how good is this? One apiece for the first time this is ever. We'll probably have to play this every day. All right, here is
this is also why your games get killed.
Because I do them too often. Yes. Yeah. All right, here's the third word, guys. What has this been shortened from? Porto.
Jim. Grace.
Jim in first.
Porto. I'm going to say...
I can use it in a sentence if
no,
you want.
No,
yes,
I might use it in a sentence. That was not...
Well, I've just introduced that then.
Yes,
this
I like
why
to
your
hear
games
it
get killed.
Okay, I today picked Jimmy up from the Porto.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Interesting.
I'm going to lock in airport.
You're spot on, mate. You're spot on.
I was going to say Portaloop.
I was going to say O-Porto.
O-Porto.
Also hey, on my list.
Also wrong. Yeah. okay, so that is two to Jim. Two to Jim, one to Grace. If Jimmy gets this, it's all over. Here we go. Fourth shortened word. In Natho, shortened words with Natho.
Forgot his own name. Potentially another reason why they get killed.
The flicks.
Grace.
Jim. Grace in first. I can use it in a sentence
yes,
if you'd
can you
like.
Use it in a sentence, please.
Tonight I might go home and watch something on the
Netflix.
Flicks. Yeah, spot on. Well done. Guys, first ever time playing shortened words with Natho, and there's a tiebreaker. Two apiece. People are in out of their seats. This is huge.
Where?
Listening.
You can't see them.
Final word. Okay. It's a difficult one too, but not one that I haven't used before. You have both heard me use this shortened word before. Swaz.
Jim.
Grace.
Jim in first.
Swaz.
Swaz.
Can I hear
Swaz
it in a sentence,
you
please?
You certainly can.
Do you have a sentence prepared?
I don't, but I'm trying not to make it too obvious. Hey, later on, you and I should go for a swaz.
We should go for a swim.
He's done it, guys. Jim to
no
win it. He's taken it out. Well done. It is swim.
That is not any shorter.
Oh, unlucky.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
The weekend is here, guys. It's also playing for you right now. I feel it coming right around the country. It is the Jimmy and Nath Show. Please welcome producer Grace for some goss.
Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace. Gossip Grace.
Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan have announced they are both down to return for a sequel of Freaky Friday.
Oh, I remember Freaky Friday.
How good.
Love
I
that movie.
Actually recently rewatched it. Holds up. Great movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a fantastic
Never
movie.
Seen it. Is
it the one where they swap?
Yeah, they switch places.
They switch places, yeah. There's a young girl, like a teenager and,
yeah,
a,
Lindsay,
and a mum.
Jamie Lee
Curtis. Mum and daughter?
Yeah.
Yes.
In the movie?
Oh. Yeah. And they switch places. Mm. Jamie Lee Curtis chatted about the possibility of reuniting with her on-screen daughter while doing an interview for her new movie, Halloween Ends. She said she's actually already approached Disney about reviving the movie with a 20 years later sequel, and she also has ideas of what could happen in the movie and what part she's going to play.
I love that. Yeah. Proactivity.
I love that.
Jamie Lee Curtis, have you guys seen the like ad running around for Halloween Ends? Have you seen it?
No.
So it starts like a normal movie trailer, right? You know, it shows the bits of the thing, the scary. Well, it's a scary movie if you don't know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, and then the second half of the advert is Jamie Lee Curtis as Jamie Lee Curtis. And she's like, hey guys, it's me, Jamie Lee Curtis. And you know where the best place to see this is? The movies. You can get together with friends, have popcorn. Let's get back to the movies, guys.
Oh, wow. So it's like a...
Oh, you're not into it?
It's a promo within a promo, really, isn't it?
It's just a bit sad, isn't it?
Well, it's a movie that feels like a movie.
Mm. Harry Styles is it. No, but it feels like it's like, come on, like,
oh, Jamie Lee.
Begging you to like... Because she's like, at the movies, you can get together with friends.
But it is such a unique experience watching a movie in a room full of strangers.
No, 100% I agree.
Yeah.
It's
sad that she has to kind of plead with
and
it.
And every
yes.
movie is that, is getting together with. It's not like your movie.
And I don't, is that going to work though? You know, is someone going to be, well, Jamie Lee Curtis told me to go, so babe, get in the car. Let's go to Hoyts.
It's because people aren't watching movies anymore. Because they'll just wait to go see it. I mean, I know, Nath, your go-to date night with Meg is movies.
Big cinema person.
And
I love
like, you're right. I find it cringe. She's on there and she's like, hey, it's me, Jamie. Come to the movies. Come to the movies to see this one. She literally says, don't wait till it's streaming.
Oh, well, she has to go up the services, does she? The streaming services.
Which, I mean, eventually, you know, she'll probably do an ad for that and be like, guys, don't read the movies.
Have I told you about Netflix?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Live around the country, a Sunday morning, producer Grace barnstorming into the studio here.
Oh, yes, this is mine, isn't it?
Oh, gee whiz.
I
knew this was a mistake.
I'm so sorry. Jimmy, Nath, the date of the coronation.
Okay, hey, good stuff. You got our names right. First tick of the box. You just done Gossip Grace as well, so that
I know,
was a good
I was
one.
So focused on that. That's all right. The date of the coronation of King Charles III has been set for May 6, 2023.
Right.
But you might be wondering, will Australia get a public holiday for King Charles's coronation?
Will Grace? Will Grace? No. Oh.
That question repeated back towards you.
So, if we look back at history, Queen Elizabeth II was crowned in 1953, and Australians received a special one-off public holiday to celebrate the occasion. However, and unfortunately for us, May 6, 2023 happens to fall on a Saturday, and the actual crowning will take place overnight our time, so we won't need to take a day off work if we choose to watch the coronation.
So, no public.
Right, so we got one for the Queen, but that was on a day-day.
Yes. So when the Queen was had her coronation back in 1953, they got a special one-off holiday, but we won't this time around.
So we don't get one in lieu?
I don't believe so, no. Well, look, they had...
You can get a public holiday on the weekend, though, but that just is annoying.
It's it is.
It's a waste of time, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it just affects businesses, really, doesn't it?
Or us, we just wouldn't be on.
Yeah.
Maybe we do want
one. Okay. Well, actually, you know what? Let's go ahead.
Get a Saturday morning sleeping.
So they haven't 100% confirmed this, but New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has already confirmed there won't be a public holiday for the coronation there. Looks like we will probably follow suit.
Oh.
So we just copy New Zealand, do we?
But what I wanted to do, I wanted to ask on 13, 10, 16.
Why is there such a long time between, like, Queen's passing away and the coronation?
I'll be honest.
That's a good question. So is he technically the king at the moment?
The second the Queen passed,
is he though?
He became the king.
Right.
So what's this then?
This is his coronation when they fully, like, swear him in as king.
So he's not king then?
So he's not king at the
moment? No, he is king. This is just his official life.
Sounds like he's not king.
At the moment,
so he's not officially king.
He's not.
You know when
apparently, he's joking.
Dad Joke Sundays returns just before 9.
Just a little bit later. There's a little taster. And then later he becomes the king.
Yeah, of course he does.
But now he's not real, so he's just joking.
So he's not an official king at the moment. Yeah.
You know when you like graduate from a class or university or school and you've graduated from school but you haven't had your actual graduation?
Yeah, because I haven't graduated yet.
Correct. Sorry. You don't graduate until you get the piece of paper.
Doesn't mean that I haven't graduated.
Just because I finished my last semester at
just
uni.
Just because I walked out of maths, which I wasn't listening to, surprise, surprise, doesn't mean I've graduated. I need the bit of paper.
I need the hat, the coat, the paper, the handshake.
It doesn't work when you go for a job and they're like, did you graduate school? You can't just go, yep, promise. You need the bit of paper. He's not king yet.
He's not king.
He's not king, mate.
I wanted to ask on 13, 10, 60 if I could veer this back in the right direction.
Is he king? 13, 10, 60.
No, that's not what Grace wants to do. What do you want to ask?
I want to ask, what would you like a public holiday for?
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Sunday morning around the country, it is the Jimmy and Nath Show.
Producer Grace joins us in the studio.
Yeah, we're asking on 13, 10, 60, what would you like to pitch as a public holiday? Because it looks like, unfortunately, we probably won't get a public holiday for King Charles III's coronation in 2023.
You can't call him King Charles III yet. He's just Charles.
Charles.
Do you want me to Google why the coronation's so late?
No, you could have done that. You brought this to show. You could have done it before.
Yeah, he's not king yet.
You get to Google stuff that we've brought and we haven't done because you're like, you idiots, but you can't idiot yourself.
Grace, you idiot, you didn't even look it up. And also, we don't have all the time in the world for you to go through Wikipedia figure it out. I thought of one just then, something we should have a public holiday for. When we lose, I know it would only be parts of the country, when we lose sleep in daylight savings, I reckon
that should
be a day off. Because it confuses the hell out of people.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Particularly Grace this year. I mean,
you almost
missed the show.
Yeah, I arrived like 4 minutes before we went on air. It was actually a nightmare. Would have been nice to have the day off.
Would have been good to have the day off. You know what I mean?
I want national public holidays for like, you know, everyone can pick their sporting code. You know what I mean?
Oh, so nice.
I don't think it's Victoria get a public holiday, like Melbourne, you know, for the AFL. But like, if you follow the AFL, you get the public holiday.
Absolutely.
If you follow rugby league, you get the public holiday. If you follow netball, you get the public holiday.
What if you follow no sports?
Tough titties. Grow up.
Oh, no. All right. I've gone to my paper. I've chatted to the other public holiday sport aficionados, and we are willing to offer you, the non-sport heads, that thing where they sing.
Eurovision.
You got a day off for that.
I'll have that. Yeah,
there you go.
Yep.
Perfect. Gabby from Geelong. Hi, Gabs. We got you there?
Hi.
Hi. Gabs, what should we get a public holiday for?
Well, I'm thinking my graduation. I'm just about to graduate from a Bachelor of Speech Pathology.
Congratulations.
5 years in the making.
Wow.
Thank you. And it feels like it's been long enough that I deserve a day off, and everyone else does too.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
An entire day, Gabs, or a half day, or what are you thinking?
No, the whole day. And recurring as well, every year.
Every year, okay.
it's an annual day off.
When would you like it? Like what day? When?
Friday the 25th of November.
Okay.
Yeah, Friday.
Gabs, have you ever, what about, is there a special name for your day off? Like, is it like Gabby's Day or what?
Maybe the G Day.
The
graduation, the Gabby, the G-Day.
G-Day.
The G-Day weekend.
G-Day weekend. G-Day weekend, have a G and tonic. Absolutely. Perfect. I love that. Good on you, Gabs. Perfect. Let's go to Melbourne. Big Mickey. We got you there, Mick?
Yeah. Boys, how are you?
We're good, good brother. Big Mickey. What should we get a public holiday for, Mick?
Oh, look, this is what I think. You know, we get Good Friday, we get Easter Monday. That's fair enough. But what about if you're Greek, mate? What about if you're Greek? What about if you're Serbian, Russian? What about all the Orthodox Easters? Yes, we need to get Orthodox Easter public holiday, okay? Because you know what? All the Aussies are getting these days off, and then when it's Orthodox Easter, you get nothing, man. Yeah. So you're a bit hungover. What are you going to do Monday?
It's nothing. A good point. Mick, it's a good point.
Do you think we add that, or do we take away Easter and give it to the Greek holiday? Like, what are you thinking?
No. You got to just add it, because every 3 years, it's the same. So the other 3 years in between, We get different ones, so two sets of holidays, but every 3 years it falls on the same day and everyone's happy. Government's happy, saves money, we're all done.
Mick, this is a genius. I tell you what, I'm bloody happy. I'm very happy with that.
More days off, the better, really.
Yeah, so, I mean, how...
You got a day off too, you can come over, have some gyros, have some souvlaki, have some tzatziki, you know, your yacht will make you some coffee, it'll be the best.
Oh, I've got a store, Mick. Yes,
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, how's this? An article has come out revealing, allegedly, the proper way that we should all be eating fairy bread, guys. Yeah. And it has stirred up some anger.
We shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Throwing it in the bin.
Your side, Jimmy.
Hey, well, this is a big thing that producer Grace and I had during the week. It was a discussion about the fact that I didn't realise that you really disliked fairy bread.
I hate fairy bread. I think it's the worst. I love bread. I love butter. Sprinkles I could take or leave. But the combination of them, I don't know what it is. It just... Ugh.
Doesn't sit right with you. No. And Jim, you're the same.
Yeah. I remember as a kid... I don't know what age it was. It was like someone's birthday party, not mine. I went. Maybe it was like a sixth or seventh birthday party.
Sure.
Maybe it was a bit younger. But I remember fairy bread coming out, and I remember just going, "What's this?
What the hell's that?"
And I remember the mum, the child was like, "Well, it's you know, it's hundreds and thousands sprinkled over bread and butter." And I'm like, "No, I got that, love."
I'm not sure as to why.
And she's like, "Well, it's fairy bread, and it's like the fairy." And I'm like, "Look, love, I'm not sure here. Like, I love my bread and." And I never got into it. I never understood it. Obviously, I had a lot of sass as a child. Apologise to those parents now. But also, I think maybe because mum was a chef, so I was treated to
better things.
Like mum, you know, would make these homemade sausage rolls, party pies, pizza scrolls and stuff.
You probably had like cinnamon scrolls and stuff.
And
mate.
For me, hundreds and thousands was on like ice creams or desserts, right? I just never understood it as a thing. So I never... Yeah, never really got into it.
Mate, for me, this was the pinnacle dessert because my mum can't cook. And so what do you do when you can't cook? You put some hundreds of thousands. Sometimes you'd even forget the bloody butter.
So like, when I was living in the States, they don't have a lot of our Australian things over there, right? Sure. You know, I love Nutri-Grain, I love Vegemite, I love Milo. Yep. You just can't buy these. I mean, I'm sure there's some specialty stores, but I can't just pop down to the, you know, the corner store and grab it. But what is available is hundreds and thousands is that. And I went to a party once and because my friends, alleged friends, thought I was missing home. They went, "We've made you an Australian delicacy."
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, no.
And so, and I did. I ate it because I was like, they've gone to a lot of trouble here. They go, apparently, this is huge in Australia.
Mm.
So I was about 21, 22, I think. That was the first time I'd eaten fairy bread. And I was like,
miss home.
And then they all hooked in and they go, "This is awful. Why would anyone eat this?
What's wrong with you Aussies?" Okay, well, I'm a big fairy bread lover. I adore fairy bread, right? So the article was more about how you present fairy bread. So I'm assuming you guys have seen this. Normally when it comes
fairy bread. No,
well, you've only seen it overseas. Often it's cut into triangles, right?
Yes.
And often a lot of the time as well, the crusts have been cut off as well. Now, the one that this has been presented as that's caused a big stir is that people have left the crust on and then left the bread whole. Right?
Yeah,
so it's a full slice.
It's like a piece of toast.
It really looks like a lazy piece of toast with some hundreds of thousands.
I thought it was like one piece of like bread, you put butter on it, you throw the hundreds and thousands on it, and then you cut it into four like triangles.
Yeah.
This is another one, yes.
You leave the crust on as a handle.
Yes, great. Agreed.
So you can
like a piece of pizza.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Look, I know you guys don't love fairy bread,
I've seen a bit of it.
Yeah, you've seen how it's done. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I agree with that. I think you leave the crust on because I think it offers a little handle, so you don't get hundreds and thousands
and
all
butter.
Over your finger.
Usually they go pretty heavy on the butter on the hundreds and thousands on fairy bread.
Is that what they did in the States? Was it?
A bit hard to
put some feedback for them.
I also don't think they call them hundreds and thousands. Is that you guys call them that? Is that what you guys call them?
You guys.
Sprinkles?
Sprinkles. You call them sprinkles. I call them hundreds and thousands.
Yeah, I think hundreds of thousands is the American term.
Is it?
Mm.
Maybe I'm getting confused. Someone used it. Someone didn't. That's me story.
Story. Glad we got to the bottom of that.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Bruno, it is the Jimmy and Nath Show. Sunday morning around the country. Speaking of the country, Bruno's here at the moment, guys. He's here. He's in the country. He launched the new Allianz Stadium yesterday in Sydney, I believe.
I don't get that. Because it's been open for a while.
Yeah, it's been like open
games,
for a lot
like sports games. And
I know, because I told... Yeah, well, we can tell that story. I told a lot of people that Bruno was going to the opening, but it was Guy Sebastian. So I got that wrong.
I know, I think Grace has something else.
No, I was going to say, you know, you make a big deal about King Charles not being coronated for... months, and you're like, oh, well, he's not really king. But this stadium, you're like, well, that's a stadium before it officially opens. You get that. It's the same thing.
Oh, you're going back to 40 minutes ago.
I remember when we did that.
Hey, Grace, just so you know, it's like almost 9.
I know, but been bugging me.
Waiting for an opportunity. Ah, yes. Remember King Charles Stadium.
Crowbar's going to work her way in here, is she?
I was, because you were, oh, that was just, you know what? Hey, guys, it's Jimmy. Apologies to everyone who had to go through that.
Yeah.
Nath, what are we talking about?
Guys, we're talking about fairy bread. Just before we get into that, is everyone okay?
Yes.
Everyone's all right for us to push on. We're talking fairy bread. Is it fairy good or fairy bad? Do you like it or do you don't like it? I love it. I absolutely adore fairy bread. Producer Grace and Jim, pretty sturdy on the fact that you don't like it.
No. And look, I was doing some research because I did live in the US for a bit. I said that's the first time I had fairy bread because I didn't like it as a kid. I didn't understand it as a kid. But then my friends in America surprised me when I went to a house party one weekend. They went, we heard this is a delicacy in Australia, so we've made fairy bread. And then I said to you, Nath, I can't remember who calls it hundreds and thousands or hundreds or whatever.
Or sprinkles. Sprinkles. Yeah.
And then you went, what was it? And I was like, I don't remember.
Yep.
So I did some research during the song, and I do remember this now. do you know what they call sprinkles in America?
No.
Jimmies.
Actually?
Yeah.
They call them jimmies. Oh, they do too?
So I remember the time. I thought they were doing it. I think I remember now. I think I thought they were doing a bit. They were like, oh, we've put jimmies on them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, it's not named after me.
I wonder if in Europe they call them Naths.
Would you like some Naths on some white bread?
Yeah, but I mean, you'll call a stadium that hasn't opened.
What?
Are you okay, mate? What's going on?
I wasn't going to...
Oh,
I just gave you a look. This.
Listen how mad she is.
I wasn't going to tell the story, and then you're like, no, Grace is the story.
But no, you were looking right at us like, let me talk.
I thought you were thinking the same thing I was.
when are we ever thinking the same thing you are?
Oh, let's move on. Sam from Hobart, save this. Hello, Sam, we got you there.
Oi, oi, boys.
Oi, oi, Sam. Thank you for using the official greeting of the show that no one uses. Sam, fairy bread. Fairy good or fairy bad? What are your thoughts?
Fairy good. Fairy good.
My boy. Hey. Nice. Okay.
You still eat it now, Sam?
If it's at a party, it'll be gone.
No.
Actually, that's a very good question. Yeah. Do you ever get home, Sam, and go, geez, I'm tired. Where are the jimmies? Do you ever do that, Sam? Like, do you ever make it for yourself or it's only when it's at a party?
That's at a party.
Yeah, no.
Okay, and when you say party, Sam, like, are you talking like a kid's party you've gone to or like it's at a 40th?
If you say fairy bread to anyone like my age, the instant memory unlocked of like the paper plate at a party or like a gathering.
Oh, absolutely. Mate, we were at a Bucks party last night. It was only fairy bread. That was fun. Thank you, Sammy. Let's go to Wit Sundays. Hello, Alicia. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. Fairy bread. Fairy good or fairy bad? What do you think?
Very fabulous.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
you gotta have colour in your life.
Yeah, you gotta have colour. I love that. Yeah, it is good. And everyone needs
okay,
it.
But does it taste good, Alicia?
Oh, it's magic.
Yeah.
Magic.
It's beautiful. I think it's lovely. How often are you putting
grew
away
up
some
on that stuff? Hey. Like...
Yeah, I agree, Alicia.
I mean, yeah, you grew up on it, but are you having it now? Do you get home after a long day, as you said, Nate?
Yeah,
you go,
oh mate, crackle.
Babe, where's the butter, the bread, and the sprinkles?
Open a VB, line up a Winnie Blue, and have some fairy bread. It's Saturday.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
LF System, the Jimmy and Nate Show. Sunday morning, Jim. Welcome.
Oh, you mean now it's time for this.
What's your thing? You normally maybe you normally do the big like it's Sunday, you're in need of a laugh.
I'll be honest, it's my fault, Nath. I'm sorry. Yeah. I panicked and I forgot what we were doing. So if it's now time for this, I knew something would happen. And then I'd have time to think and go, Oh, that's right. We're doing dad jokes.
Let me spin my wheels for a bit and when the opener plays. Okay. Well, now you know. So you
fire it. Hey, dad joke Sundays are here to stay.
Oh, Dad.
What are we doing? Yes, it is time for Dad Joke Sundays. You just give us a call, 13 10 60. Share your joke with everyone because, you know, Sunday can be a little rough. We can all be a little dusty maybe from the night before. Mm. Nathan and I had a Bucks party last night.
Yeah, congratulations to Pat. I don't know if he made it through the Bucks. We backdoored it a bit early.
Yeah. Smoke bombed. Just disappeared.
They're probably still going, the guys.
If you don't know, dad joke is in the dictionary. It's a noun, informal, an unoriginal or unfunny joke of a type supposedly told by middle-aged or older men, now told by everyone.
Yeah, I love this.
13 10 60, tell us, maybe you're thinking about, you know, your work tomorrow, getting back to work on Monday, you're like, oh, I don't want to do that, boys. I'm like, well, don't think about that. Just think about this. Think about laughing. Think about having a good time.
A little ha-ha. A
little hee-hee.
A little hoo-hoo.
A little ah.
What happened? You fall off something then.
Yeah, because I was laughing so hard. Fell off your chair.
Oh, ruffle. Ah! Did you ruffle?
LMFAO. Nath, got a question for you. No jokes here, mate. Serious.
Of course. Well, that's the thing with dad jokes is they're serious.
No, this isn't a joke. This isn't a joke. I need an answer to my question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why is it cheaper to throw a party in a haunted house?
Why is it cheaper to throw a party in a haunted house? I don't know why.
Oh, because the ghosts, they bring the booze.
That's good. Very good. Absolutely. Yeah, good.
Thank you. Do you have another one?
Yes, please.
I don't know about you, Nath, but I always get nostalgic when I put my car in reverse.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it really takes me back.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Dad.
Come yes. off it. What?
I said, come off it, Dad. Come off it, Dad, you mongrel.
Yeah, get out of it, Dad. Yes, it's time for Dad Joke Sundays.
Get out of it, Dad.
Dad, stop. Get out of that.
Oi. Oi, Dad. Come here. Oi. Bloody bat you on the nose, Dad.
Get out of that. Get out of that. Grace, do one.
No. Dad, what are you doing? Get out of the rubbish. Is he a dog in this situation?
You didn't get the bit. Move on.
No! I went, do it. She went, no! Dad, get out of the rubbish.
God, how quickly you turned.
I didn't think there was a second between no and Dad, get out of the rubbish.
Dad, get out of the rubbish.
What was the no part of Dad, get out of the rubbish?
Yeah, no, Dad, get out of the rubbish.
Oh, okay.
Grace, do one. No! Dad, get out of the rubbish.
There you go. Maybe you did get the bit.
Is he on drugs? I don't understand.
What on, Grace?
Yes, look, it's just about having a laugh, much like we're doing right now. It's putting a smile on your face before we end our show for a Sunday.
Damien from Guildford. G'day, Damo. Welcome. We got you there.
Hey, guys. How you going?
We're good, mate. You got a dad joke for us?
I do.
Go ahead.
All right. Why don't eggs tell jokes?
Why don't ants tell jokes?
Eggs.
Grace, is he saying eggs?
Eggs.
Why don't eggs tell jokes? Why is that, Damo?
Oh, they just crack each other up.
Yeah, but that's good. Damo, why don't ants tell jokes?
Yeah, but what about, why don't ants tell jokes, Damo?
Oh, you tell me.
Well, it's your joke, mate. Thanks, Damo. All right, let's go to Melbourne. Emma, we got you there, Em?
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, we're good, Em. Just after some dad jokes, you got one for us?
Yeah. Let's see if you know it.
Okay.
What Spice Girl can carry the most petrol?
I can tell you now we have not heard this before. What Spice Girl can carry the most petrol? I don't know. What, Emma?
Jerry can.
Wow! That is good!
That is a top. That's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
well done, Em. Very, very good. Where did you, Em, can
very
I ask?
Very dad jokey.
Where did you hear that one?
From my dad.
From your dad. Classic. Good. Checks out. Yeah. Eric from Sydney, our final joke of the morning. G'day, Eric.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
We're going all right, mate. You got a dad joke for us?
Hell yeah, I do.
That's the attitude. Hell bloody year I do. Go ahead, Eric.
All right, I hope you guys are ready.
Yeah.
What has two butts and kills people?
What has two butts and kills people? I don't know. What, Eric?
An assassin.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
About to wrap things up, Jim, but first of all, we need to address something we didn't get to yesterday. So every Saturday when we finish the show, we do a thing called Where the Bloody Hell Are You? Essentially, we get people to call up and just tell us where they're listening to the show. We had Sonia call from Griffith to tell us about the Festival of Gardens. This is what Sonia said.
We've got Costa there doing his gardening talk.
Oh, Costa's in Griffith.
Costa's in
Griffith. Oh, my God. Costa's in Griffith. Costa's in Griffith. That's it. Sonia, you're amazing. Good on you.
Right, well, if you're around Griffith, or if not, travel from Perth.
Absolutely.
Go see the citrus sculptures and
I'll be honest, Sonia, thanks for calling through. Bit annoyed at Costa hasn't called through. He knows the number, 131060. Costa, we're right here, guys. Jim, this is why you and I love the power of radio.
Yeah, look, and if you do this show, we usually finish each show with a show rating.
Yeah.
Not today.
No.
This is instead of the show rating because something...
We've got something arguably better than the show rating.
Not arguably. Hands down.
Jimmy's hands are actually down,
hands
guys.
Hands down,
that's
guys.
That's how serious he is.
This is that good.
Because yesterday, after we finished the show, somebody called through. Have a listen to this. Costa, is that you?
Champions.
Oh!
My ears are ringing. Oh. I can't concentrate.
We got him. Costa.
Australia's favourite gardener. We got Costa.
Oh, I can't. Mate, how are you? Are you in Griffith at the moment?
I am in Griffith. I'm in the main street here preparing to go out on a pilgrimage of gardening.
Wow, this is unbelievable.
I mean, we did. Nath made a joke. Nath was like, I can't believe Costa hasn't called.
Yeah.
He knows the number. Confirming.
All I needed was just that little cue. And when my ears started to buzz from left to right, I thought it's got to be you two managing. Stirring me up, and I'm not going to stand for it.
Unbelievable. Well, I mean, Costa, paint the picture for us. So were you in a car driving and you heard it, or did somebody tap you on the shoulder? How did this work?
Well, I was just getting picked up, and then all of a sudden, Morella and Izzy from here in Griffith, who are the organisers, they've just gone, "Oh, they're, you're on the radio. They're looking for you. They're talking about you." And I'm like, "All right, what's the number? 131010. I remember."
Close enough.
Guys, yeah,
well, something like that. That must be the insurance hotline or something.
Yeah, you have to call that after this interview, Costa. Well, mate, how are you? How's Griffith? How are things going?
Oh, it's fantastic to be back. Seriously, I can't believe that it's been 6 years. It feels like about 6 weeks. Like when I came in on Thursday, like it was belting with rain and there was water everywhere. And I thought, oh, no, this does not look good. But I told them I'd bring the good weather. I said, I'm pushing the rain out, squeezing the sponge, and then it'll be fine. And look at the day today. It's epic. We had this awesome launch party last night. There were kids everywhere, families. Man, I'm in my happy spot.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, Costa, we put the challenge out. We said, yeah, he's got the number, he'll call, and you did. Power of radio.
I know, this is the beauty of radio, mate, absolutely.
Forget copper to the node and the 5G, 6G. Just old school.
Old school radio. Put it out
put
there.
Put it out there. Yeah. And, you know.
It's nice to know someone's listening.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, we had one person call from Griffith and then also Costa.
Yeah.
That was it, mate.
Taking out on the ratings today.
I know, two. We usually only have one listener, so this is like double our audience.
Oh, I know, this is good. Now, Costa, if you could mention us in your shows, that'd be great, mate.
That's a deal. That's got to be a fair deal.
I don't know if there's a direct phone line to Costa's gardening show, but I mean, I don't...
Straight on.
Yeah, it's 131010.
Yeah, 131010's the number. Costa, we love you, mate. Another massive round of applause. Thank you for calling through and absolutely making our weekend, okay, bud?
Big love you guys.
We got him, guys. You're so right, Jim. Massive round of applause. How good is he?
Costa called, we said.
Big fan.
Now, I mentioned before, we're not doing the show rating. Another thing that happened yesterday's show was I asked Sonda to call, our boss.
Yes.
She called the show.
Mm.
You asked Costa to call. He called the show.
This is power
without
radio.
Without knowing that they were listening. So right now, producer Grace, we told you this yesterday. You've had 24 hours to think about it. Who do you want to ask to call the show?
But first, swallow that food in your mouth.
We're nearly finished.
I know you're hungry, little girl.
Meryl Streep, if you're listening, 131060.
And you're not going to believe it.
Adios!
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate
and catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.